This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. Now, as promised, we have a very
special.
We're sticking to the plan.
We're sticking to the plan today.
We have a very special guest on to premiere her brand new single, I'd Beg. Aaliyah, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Bright and early. I just watched your Instagram. Are you a morning person? Are you up this early usually?
Yeah, I actually usually am, so it's not too bad, but It's just always harder in winter when it's dark. Yeah.
Hold on, so you're willingly up this early?
Yeah, I try to get up and exercise because otherwise I feel like I've wasted half the day.
You're such a good human. Oh my gosh.
Very smart.
I might not.
Yeah, you're a proud.
I like to go to bed late though, so it's just a bad cycle that I'm in at the moment.
Definitely. Now, you're a proud First Nations person. Where's your mob from?
I am. My family is from the Kulin Nation, but I'm actually still in the process of kind of digging deeper to find the exact roots. So that's been a whole process that I've been undertaking through my mum's side. It's been pretty interesting and challenging through all the records, but I'm still kind of in the process of it at the moment.
So being in the process of doing all that research and sort of finding exactly where you come from, NAIDOC week this week must mean something pretty significant to you then.
Yeah, and I actually think more than that, I mean, I think I still always take the time during these weeks because there's so many incredible, you know, storytellers and content creators and people that are, you know, so wise that are coming forward during these weeks and sharing knowledge. And I still always take the time to learn as much as I can during these kind of like Reconciliation Week and NAIDOC Week. I think it's so important to do that even as a First Nations person. And I think the theme of this NAIDOC Week to Heal Country is such a timely theme because of the way that the world is being treated and, you know, the environmental impacts that we're having. So, I think it's been a really, really good week to just like reflect and learn and also obviously celebrate culture as well.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. It is. It's a very, it just makes you feel fresh knowing, you know, like you said, you're learning about new stuff and you're going through the process at the moment. That must be, a beautiful part in itself again because, it never really ends learning about, you know, this culture, doesn't it, Aaliyah? It's just it's just ongoing and it's such an amazing culture. And, yeah, look, we're blessed to be such a part of a great, bunch of First Nations people.
100%. And even listening to a lot of the research and the, podcasts and things about like environmental impacts, even not related to First Nations people, usually it always comes down to the fact that the First Nations practices were the most environmentally aware and, you know, the most sustainable for our world. And it's so interesting how, you know, the simplest kind of ways of treating and respecting the land is really the way that we should all be kind of coming back to now if we want to, keep a sustainable world. So very, very interesting.
Yes, interesting that we were right.
Beautiful and interesting. Now, your new single, we're premiering it here today. I'd Beg. Let's talk a little bit about that. How did you come up with this one? What was your thought process when you were writing this?
Well, this one was like a slow burner. Usually my songs come out really quickly, but this one I wrote back in 2016 in Melbourne. And then it was just one that kind of evolved over time. I never really played it live because it's pretty tricky to play on the guitar. So I would kind of always come back to it here and there. And then I came back to it at the end of 2020 and kind of rewrote a lot of the lyrics and made it a lot more relevant to recent times. And I just, really connected with it again. And I think thematically, you know, it kind of leads back on from Red Wine, which you just listened to. And it kind of focuses on that very end of a relationship when one person's made up their mind and the other's kind of powerless to change their mind on that situation. So it's at that like finality point really. And I think it's a really emotive and raw song, as most of my songs are.
Well, we can't wait to listen to it.
Thank you.
What makes you go back to a song? Like, honestly, I would probably just forget that it was there. Like, I'd be like, oh, this weird piece of paper's just been sitting here gathering dust. Like, what makes you go, okay, it's time to relook at it?
Oh, it's so funny. I think it's like maybe the way my head works, but I can remember every single melody and the way every single song goes from when I was little. Like, it's so funny going back to those old songbooks. But I think it's really beautiful to go back and remember where I was at, because my songbooks are like diary entries, basically. And I think it's quite special to be able to go through and read exactly what was in my head at the time when I wrote these songs. So I often will go back through and kind of revisit and see if any of them spark anything, you know, new in me, and whether, especially going through the process of like recording and working out which songs I'm going to put together and go into the studio with. It was, I think it was really nice to go back and honor those early kind of pieces of my creativity, because a lot of the time the themes are pretty relevant, and you know, they, a lot of the time I don't even rewrite anything. They just kind of come as they are, and they still kind of fit into where I'm at in life now. So it's quite interesting to see how they revolve around.
Well, we're glad you went and delved back into it. We had a little sneak peek just before we jumped on the phone to you, because we just wanted to have a little sneak. We couldn't help ourselves.
We
couldn't help ourselves. But look, it's this is your moment. This is your song. So we're going to let you introduce it. But take it away for us.
Thank you so much. Well, my name is Aaliyah, and this is the very first play, the premiere of I Beg.
I can't give you what you need.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.